This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. We're almost there. Happy, happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house. Boy, oh boy, lots of stuff to talk about. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Such an optimist.
Could be yes, of course, but it's just yes.
Yeah.
Republicans hold on to the House, that majority. So, okay, that's a good thing. And it's also, all right, now you got some power. You got the executive branch. You got the House. You got the Senate. Boy, you better get things done.
Yes.
And I think if it's up to Trump, a lot of things will get done. But he's got to work with some of these senators, especially. They're entrenched, man. So we've got Thune is the guy, the pick over Rick Scott. Well, nothing against him personally, but he was like a Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Buddy pal.
Yeah.
You know? And we'll get back to that one a little bit, okay? That you can make sense of that as the choice, although it wasn't the best choice for that reason, all right? Mitch McConnell, pal, way too close to him.
Yep.
That's the entrenched side of the Senate. Those are the bozos we don't want. We don't want anymore. That the whole idea of voting for Trump was get rid of the old school and the folks who used to do it the old way. Mm. We don't want your entrenchment. You know, you're just a step away from being a Dick or a Liz, as in Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what we want. That's not what we voted for. They better get out of the way or help with Trump's agenda. But if there's anything where they're stepping in the way, roadblocking, slowing things down, I hope there's hell to pay for those folks. I really do. But the biggest thing is going to be Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
Attorney General.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't. And he resigned right away from Congress. Like, wow, you think you got that job in the bag. Goes once again back to the Senate. They have to approve him for Attorney General. And he doesn't have a lot of friends.
No.
Or he certainly has some people who are not his friends in the Republican Party. He's not a shoo-in. So there's a lot of head-scratching going on when it comes to that appointment. Mm. And, can I just throw out there Pam Bondi? What? She was the Attorney General of Florida, seemed to do a pretty adequate job, at least from a no-nonsense crime fighter perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, and we know she was very loyal to Trump, as far as I know. Matt Gaetz,
man,
this guy, look.
He's a lightning rod.
Well, innocent until proven guilty as far as there's these investigations and charges. Well, come to find out, maybe one of the reasons he resigned so quickly now is because apparently a report was going to come out today or tomorrow that from the Ethics Committee about possible behavior or not good behavior.
But by stepping aside, it doesn't come out.
Well, but it's going to, I mean, things are already coming out.
Right.
So you're going to have to now play defense. And this is going to be interesting. All right. So here's one edition of the story. Trump announced his choice of Gaetz on True Social. saying he will end weaponization government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore Americans' badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. You want us to have faith in the Justice Department? Absolutely. But to have a guy who is, I know allegations doesn't mean he's guilty. And if we could take an additional step back, okay, after we have seen what has happened to Donald Trump, the weaponization that went on, these crazy cases that he, you know, lost or nearly lost or whatever, where nobody else in the same situation would have never seen the inside of a courtroom.
No.
But it's Trump. It's politically motivated. It's obvious. Now, the only defense that I can make for Gates is that maybe the same kind of thing was happening to him. Maybe there was a weaponization. They decided to go after him. A little too Trumpian, a little too much of a big mouth, you know. Mm-hmm. And so let's take him down. Now, that could be, but his pal, one of his closest buddies, is in prison for these things, sex trafficking, et cetera. Now, I just, out of all the people that could be qualified, why him?
Yeah.
And it was Fetterman. Fetterman that said something about it, too. He said he's a pick that was just designed to get the left to melt down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he threw him out there just so that they could go crazy. But, you know, you quit your job. You're not certain of the new job. That's weird. Then you find out, well, he quit his job right away because there might have been some unflattering things that were going to come out. I mean, Trump and the people around him have to know that. It's not like, you know, Gates' life is lived in a vacuum. I mean, these things have been public. So I just think that is, out of all the picks, that's the one where I can't wrap my head around. And
it's a shake my head moment.
And if there's people that know, they go, oh, no. You know, those allegations were definitely cooked up. They didn't have a case. That's why they dropped the case and never charged him. But where did that all stem from? Where did that all come from? And is he the guy that you want to lead the DOJ into more respected, quote unquote, times, you know? I mean, so you've got a tarnished DOJ. There's no doubt about it. This Merrick Garland was an absolute bozo. Just absolutely terrible on every level. And our faith in the DOJ is at its lowest point, I think, in American history. And so you're going to replace Merrick Garland with Matt Gaetz? Again, I'm open-minded about the whole thing. If there's a reasonable explanation, Greg, what do you think?
Well, it's just the irony of suddenly you're going to run an organization that was looking at you. That's a little odd in itself. Like I said, the lightning rod. You don't need people like that that are going to bring negative attention to your administration. And he, more than anybody else, is the one who's going to do that.
Yeah, unnecessary negative attention. Look, yes, you're going to get negative attention.
Sure.
It's Trump. I mean, the derangement syndrome is not going to heal in a day.
Oh, no.
But, as to my analogy in my promo yesterday, I said, look, our nation is divided and hurting. We need healing.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Trump and his courageous team are on it, and the prognosis is great. And then comes Dr. Gates. You know, I'm using this doctor thing as a theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out his real name is Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
Whoa. Okay, fine.
I got to give you a...
That one hurt.
I got to give you a heads up. I need my own button for my own rim shot.
There's a reason you don't.
I want it.
Sorry, it's not your contract.
I need that button.
It's not your contract.
You want me to have that button. Happy Thursday, Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy. It's all here. Don't go anywhere. 97.3 The Sky.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:21. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top local story, Chad Scott wins the recount. And he will be the incoming Alachua County Sheriff. And when they did the recount, Scott won by a very close margin, a difference of 392 votes.
That's amazing in Alachua County that he would only win by 392. That's pretty over Republican. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, especially with this election this year and the division. And I'm sure you had a lot of people that just went in there and slammed those levers for D's. And I'm speaking specifically of Alachua County. I know nationwide there were a lot of changes, but maybe not nearly as much in Alachua County. But it just goes to show you that, if more people had shown up to vote, mm-hmm. and there are enough registered Republicans in the county to make a difference if they show up in full force.
Also, a non-presidential year probably would have made a difference, because that's the last time that we had a Republican sheriff in Alachua County. Because you don't have the passion for as many voters, probably. Mm-hmm. So the ones who are really trying to get their guy or gal in office will get out and vote for the local things.
Yeah. So that is one of your top local stories. And I just wanted to catch everybody up on that. It's interesting, too, because Chad Scott does have a strong connection with the former sheriff, Clovis Watson Jr., and I'm wondering legally where that's at. I questioned this in the past about, and I mentioned, Brian Kramer, the mm-hmm. local.
Right. Yeah.
Apparently, the whole venue, and I remember once somebody told me that the whole thing's moved to Columbia County.
Right.
That's their kind of investigation, if you will. And I'm just wondering, well, what's the delay?
Right. Well, and folks have questioned, were things delayed because they didn't want to, quote, interfere with an election? But then you also aren't letting the public know maybe something that they would want to know.
And if Clovis Watson Jr. is guilty of something, that would be one thing. Does that mean Chad Scott, because there's a strong connection there, is he guilty of anything? Not necessarily. But it would have been nice if that investigation had been completed and we had some sort of a report or an outcome on that. And I know they always go, well, we never talk about ongoing investigations. I just, how much time do you need to collect the information? I don't know. I mean, I would think it's pretty high priority if it involves somebody who is, chief law enforcement officer of the county, basically.
Yeah.
All right. Just my thoughts on that, and people in the know hopefully will get me the information in one way, shape, or form. And if you don't want to be, mentioned or credited, of course, I know better than that. All right.
Right.
So what else do we have going on? Interesting thing about Kamala Harris and what she didn't want to talk about. Joe Rogan is the number one podcaster in the world. He has a strong following. The fact that he had former President Trump on the air with him and now president-elect for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I guess it's not on the air. I don't know what the terminology is.
I would still call it that.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
And reaching a lot of, younger people mm-hmm. who may not know a lot about Donald Trump other than from lefty news sites and what they see on Facebook, they might not, have formed a very positive opinion. Mm. I think Rogan helped to change that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Joe Rogan reached out to Kamala Harris to be on the show as well. And I guess there was kind of a back and forth, and she really didn't want to travel to his studios. Although,
oh my goodness.
You're on a campaign trail. I mean, travel's going to be part of it.
Yeah.
And you would have exposure to such a huge audience. It didn't make sense for her not to do the show.
No.
Unless, of course, she didn't feel like she could go toe-to-toe and keep running in circles for an hour or whatever. And every time that they talked to the Rogan people, I guess when they went back and forth, they wanted to make the appearance shorter and shorter and shorter, change the rules. But this coming out now, the campaign drew a red line on talk about marijuana legalization. They said they absolutely don't want that to come up on the interview. And most interviewers are not, they don't like this, you know, setup with questions, places you can't go.
No.
Some will say, okay, because they want the interview so bad and think that there's other important information they can share. Others would say, no, whatever comes up, comes up. That's the whole idea. What makes podcasts, say, preferred than these little short interviews that are done.
Right.
Or highly edited interviews. No. I mean, we want to know what you think about it. A myriad of issues. But this one, I think they had requirements on things that she didn't want to talk about. She didn't want to talk about marijuana legalization, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, it's one of her issues in the past.
Yeah, Rogan mentioned this, I guess, yesterday on his podcast. And they reached out to Rogan's management about doing an interview with him after it broke that President-elect Donald Trump would go on the podcast. And that's when they reached out. But ultimately, the scheduling never worked out. That, according to the Harris-Walz campaign spokesperson Ian Sams. During the negotiations with Rogan, some staffers on the Harris team grew wary that an appearance on Rogan's heavily watched podcast could stoke progressive backlash. What? There was a backlash with some of our progressive staff that didn't want her to be on it, and how there would be a backlash. That's
interesting.
That is interesting, because Rogan is definitely hard to pin down in terms of, well, he's a staunch conservative.
Right.
No, he's very... I mean, he's the essence of being open-minded.
And even he said it wasn't going to be a gotcha. It was like, I don't know that much about her. I would just get to know her on the show.
Yeah, and so she had not, you know, up until that point, well, through the whole campaign, not shared a lot about substance of what she was about or what she was for, too. But, yeah, and of all the things she would be concerned about, a discussion about marijuana legalization, that's just odd. Might just be an excuse. Boy, oh boy, have we got more to talk about. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to have Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez, on. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment. Are we in better shape with Thune out of South Dakota? Or would we have been better off with Rick Scott as the head of the Senate? That and more coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
That's so smooth.
24/7. The news station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Think positive thoughts, even when it's a little challenging.
That's good advice.
Breathe. Yes. I don't. People are like, oh, yeah, you're on the soapbox today. You're pretty. I do that for me.
Yeah,
as much as for anybody.
He looks at the mirror when he's giving advice. He really
does.
It's
not like, oh, I am perfect, but you peasants.
And he doesn't look in the mirror any other time.
Hey, now.
What? What's that? Oh, my mic was on.
You know what I figured out?
What's that? What's that?
Sometimes I guess I come off being the talk radio version of Yacht Rock.
I love Yacht
Rock. Yes, Yacht Rock.
Oh, I doubt that.
You're driving and you're
No, you don't.
77 Cutlass Supreme.
Oh, that was a good-looking car in 77.
Yeah, it was.
Before they downsized it?
Yeah.
That was a good-looking car.
So anyway, yeah, I just want to remind people that, look, if it sounds like I'm preaching sometimes, like, I'm talking to me, too.
Yeah.
All right. We do have a lot to talk about, by the way. What's this deal with Matt Gaetz?
I don't know. Attorney General? I don't know.
What's wrong with Pam Bondi? And there were other states' attorney generals that, so they have experience exactly in an attorney general situation. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to be at the very top at the federal level. Really? That's the best you can do? And look, he's tarnished. Let's be honest. He's tarnished. Right. Now, right. Was he set up with all these allegations and it's all made up because, you know, the left really hates him because he is a staunch conservative? It's possible. Sure it is. But let him work on all that, clearing all that up first. And it's interesting how, you know, the House Speaker Johnson, how he said, oh, yeah, and Matt Gaetz put in his resignation right away. And, yeah, I was a little bit shocked at first, but then he reminded me that, hey, it's Florida law that, look, you know, you've got like 2 weeks to get somebody else in place. I'm giving you more time so that when they start swearing in early January, I think it's the 3rd, that you're going to have my replacement, making it sound like he's doing him a favor. But then it comes out, wait a second, there was an ethics report apparently that was going to come out, but because he stepped down, now it's not going to come out.
Right.
I say baloney. It should come out no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Transparency, anyone?
Well, yeah. First of all, if it's a scathing, terrible report on him and his behavior, you'd want to know that, right?
Because you don't want him in that position.
And let's just say it still is kind of a little finger pointing, and where there's smoke, there's fire, but not a lot of meat there on the bone. Okay. Then it gives him an opportunity to address it directly.
Right.
And get it kind of wiped off. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't see it. I don't get this. One of the picks that I don't get. Mm-hmm. Here's the other irritation.
Uh-oh.
All right? Because, well, I have to bring this up because in all the other picks, I'm on board. I'm like, I like the picks. But here's another one. Rick Scott should be the Senate Majority Leader. And here's why. And I know there's some people that got rubbed by him going along with the red flag laws that, as governor, he signed off on that whole Stoneman Douglas thing. Okay. And he deserves that the criticism may come with that. But if you look at the big picture, Rick Scott's a Trump guy.
Yes.
He's a Trump guy. And he is also, to me, self-educated from the perspective that he has become more conservative, more outspoken, more sure of himself as he has spent more time in office. Whereas you've got, what is your other choices? John Thune or John Cornyn?
Yeah, Scott was definitely the best of the three. Absolutely.
Yes, it is absolutely. Yeah. And it is interesting because I thought, well, see, this is not a Trump pick. Because it's not a Trump pick. It's the Senate votes, and they vote secretly.
Right.
Which I'm not sure that I'm even comfortable with that. You're doing the people's business.
Yeah.
There's no national secrets here. You should be able to stand up with your vote with your name attached to it.
Here's the other side. This is probably why they don't. Okay, so let's say you're up. Mm-hmm. I vote for the other guy, and you win, and you know I didn't vote for you.
Right.
There's payback in D.C.
Well, I'm going to kick your ass in a parking lot.
Absolutely. That's why they want it private. They're looking out for themselves.
Well, yeah. And I'm saying you're not supposed to be looking out for yourselves. You're supposed to be looking out for the American people. And here's the thing with Thune. He was not a Trump fan. I think there were several times when he said Trump should drop out. One was right after that Access Hollywood thing came out where Trump was on the audio saying indefensible things about women.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Can't defend that. It is what it is. But you still let the people decide whether they can look past that, accept that, be forgiving. And apparently they have been. And that's what matters. Again, what the people think. And then John Thune, later after that, said he still planned to vote for Trump. But that's when Trump was the guy. But then he condemned Trump in his actions surrounding the J6 situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He called the Capitol riot and Trump's role in it, apparently, is indefensible. But when push came to shove and, you know, the impeachment thing and all that, Thune sided with Mitch McConnell and most of the Republican caucus in voting not guilty. But Trump didn't forget the slight. He called for Kristi Noem, in fact, the South Dakota governor. He wanted her to run in a primary to knock Thune out back in 2022. Now, she didn't do that, obviously. Thune went on to overwhelmingly, he won his primary and cruised to, you know, easy victory in the general election. But here comes Thune again in May of 23 and endorsed Tim Scott of South Carolina. I mean, and he is, Thune was so far up Mitch McConnell's backside that, you know, he had to rub brown off his nose. And John Cornyn, pretty much exactly the same.
Yep.
So I don't trust this Senate. Mm-hmm. I don't trust them. They're scoundrels. I don't think they truly are Trump supporters. We'll talk more about that coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Another gift from the good Lord. Thank you. Let's try to be productive, huh? At the very least, can you be kind? Yeah.
Yesterday,
I'm looking at you.
Yesterday was National Kindness Day, not today.
Oh, okay.
Nice try.
Let's go back to being our normal, nasty, all about us, ourselves.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I'm not like that, except in traffic.
Oh, well, don't get me going there.
I just feel like there is, like, something, I don't know, like St. Peter, when you get to the pearly gates, you're going to be like, wow, your behavior was off the charts. However, you do get this discompensation or whatever because most of those things you thought said were in traffic.
So. Yes, dispensation.
There's got to be dispensation.
Yes.
There's got to be. You know that's in that
fine print.
In that grace. It's in that grace thing. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You were not graceful.
But they were wrong. They were wrong. They were on your tail. They
didn't
use their turn
signal. Everything that you complained about, it's just some of the words and language and labels you put on people, probably.
Okay. I am
speaking from personal.
Well, like, things you've seen on the road.
Did that come out of my mouth? I mean, if you think about it in terms of, you know, would you want your mom to hear that language? This would be stuff like, nah. No. Anyway, good morning. Welcome. Yes, it is Thursday. Can you believe it? Two weeks to Thanksgiving.
No, does not seem possible.
It does not. I mean, it is. It's like freight train, man. Here come the holidays. Ready or not.
Well,
here
it comes. We were talking about it because we went through, you know, 17 hurricanes. And then we had the election cycle. And it's like it doesn't. We know we started hearing all the commercials, you know, like December or November 1st. Talking about Christmas already, but we do not feel like we're 2 weeks from Thanksgiving and ready for Christmas.
No. And by the way, even though it is the middle of November, I'll have a severe weather update, tropical update from what is stirring up in the Gulf even this late in the hurricane season. It is crazy. So I promise I'll do that after the top of the hour. Because I'm waiting for the 7 o'clock update. We'll give you the latest information. Because, you know.
That's what we do.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
And plus, I didn't search and put it up yet. If I'm going to be honest. Hey, if I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
Matt Gaetz picked as Attorney General immediately when I saw it. Number one, I didn't believe it. Number two, I said, I'm not sure about that guy, man. He seems like, is he a good guy or not? Now, we know there were very serious allegations against him. But then the DOJ dropped them. And look, if the DOJ wants you,
they're gonna
have
you.
Like a 95% closure rate. Now, the trick is, rarely is it for any crime. They get you for the crime of lying to them.
Yes.
I mean, that's a tough one. That's something maybe overall we kind of need to reexamine. I get, look, when you're trying to catch Al Capone, you got to get him on whatever you can get him on, because
right.
clearly he was a bad guy. Anyway, so here's my point. Who picked Gates to be the attorney general? Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Trump's not going to make all the picks. There's just too many.
Sure.
He's going to pick people, and then those people will pick other people.
Right.
But I can tell you, attorney general is important enough to where he picked him, and he picked him for a reason. So I'm going to give Gates the benefit of the doubt that he was part of a witch hunt to hurt conservatives.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know why? How many times has Trump been questioned about something he has said
mm-hmm.
or done? And it turns out either the next day or a year and a half later, whatever, somewhere in that time frame, you have to, if you're being an honest man, say, Trump was right.
We do it all the time.
Trump was right. So here I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, questioning. You can always question authority. That's not a bad thing. But questioning a Trump pick, acting like, did he not know that Gates, there was some, you know, allegations surrounding him that were, you know, ugly? Of course he knows. Of course he knows. So I think it's going to boil down to if you're one of the good guys,
yeah,
you're going to be attacked first. The enemy's going to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that might be exactly what's going on here.
Something across my mind, because we've talked about how Don Jr. has major opinions about who is around Donald Trump and these cabinet picks.
Yeah.
And he's very particular. So you know that he knows he's heard all the garbage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he apparently, we would think, made it through the Don Jr. filter.
So instead of scratching our heads and wondering why, maybe we should just give it some time, and eventually we will figure out why. And once again, we'll have to say, brilliant. Brilliant, Mr. Trump. Yes, President-elect Trump. Plenty more on this Thursday, 97.3 The Sky.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.